Every Monday for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be discussing a local issue with our candidates running for the seat of Durack. They'll get 2 minutes to respond to a particular concern, starting with this one.
My name's Steve Gray. I've been living in Broome for 17 years. My election issue would be to make sure that the oil, there's things put in place to make sure that the oil doesn't ruin Broome.
So you're anti-gas?
Wouldn't say I'm anti-gas. I'm anti-things going wrong with gas. Yeah, definitely. And I think there's still too much risk with something going wrong.
What would put your mind at ease?
I'd just like to see things put in place to make sure nothing can go wrong, and I don't know whether that's possible.
What about the economic benefits that the gas would bring to the Kimberley?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, my belief is that, you know, you export most of the gas anyway, and it makes you, while it does make you richer in money, it makes you poorer in gas, so it's one for the other as far as I'm concerned.
Sitting Liberal MP Barry Haas is up first. Hello.
Hi, Lana.
What would you say to Steve and his concern about things going wrong with gas?
He's right to be concerned, as are agencies around the world. And right now we've got some very, very expensive and stringent regulations surrounding the oil and gas industry. And believe me, they don't like mistakes. They do everything they can to prevent them, and there's always a risk. But there hasn't been a problem off the Northwest Shelf since the first drill holes were put down there. The Burrup Peninsula has run very smoothly without incident since the 80s. The likelihood is extremely remote. We do have emergency services that would handle any emergency. The aspect that Steve was talking about, the commercial viability of it, it does create jobs, it does create export dollars, it does balance our payments. It provides the commercial activity that Australia needs to keep moving forward, and that's where we have this conundrum. But every issue is a balance between commercialism and living with our environment. The oil and gas industry have proven that they can work hand in hand over time very effectively.
Barry, what would you say to the environmentalists and also to the Indigenous people who own the land at James Price Point?
I believe the majority of Indigenous people across the West Kimberley are very concerned about a future, about closing the life expectancy gap, getting jobs and getting financial independence. The James Price Point gas hub will be a great positive for the majority of people in the West Kimberley.
Labor and Greens have done a deal. How would that deal affect this issue?
It's not possible for me to say what deal they've done because we don't fully understand it. Until it's in black and white, we don't know what they might cook up. But the Greens are never interested in progress, and the Labor Party are interested in cities. A deal wouldn't bode well for regional Australia.
Liberal incumbent Barry Haas there. We are talking about Steve's election issue this morning, which is James Price Point and environmental disasters that can happen as a result. Just have to look at the current and ongoing disaster in the Gulf of Mexico and also the Montara leak here in Australia to understand Steve's concern. Shane Hill is the Labor candidate for the seat of Durack. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, and just interested to hear the comments which I've just heard. People have raised with me last week while I was in Broome the concerns about the gas hub, and obviously those concerns are around the environmental conditions which will be placed on the proposal. My understanding by talking to people in Canberra that the Federal Minister Peter Garrett has still to release a report. The state government is obviously moving ahead with their threat to compulsory acquire the site, but again, it's still got to have the tick off by the federal government and the federal minister. So there is still some opportunity to address some of those concerns that have been raised with me in the community in Broome.
Would Labor like to see gas being processed in the Kimberley?
Well, Labor supports the proposal, but it's also got to pass its environmental hurdles as well. So, you know, it is an important piece of infrastructure to the country. But also we've got to take into account the environmental assessment that's got to be undertaken, and that's still to be released by Minister Garrett.
How much of a concern is the environmental impacts of processing gas?
Well, it has that's been raised with me by many in the community in Geraldton, and not Geraldton, sorry, but in Broome, and also in Geraldton, right across the electorate of Durack. People are talking about some of these big projects which are happening up in the northwest and the Kimberley. So environment is one of those key election points which people are talking about.
Some of Steve's concerns there was how to deal with an environmental disaster that you have seen with Montara and also the Gulf of Mexico. How would you do that?
Well, basically, that's why the federal government is making sure that all these reports, particularly environmental reports, are in place. The state government has a report on to the previous oil issue that happened in the northwest. Obviously, we'll learn some things out of what's happened in the American side of things, but it is a big concern to constituents in Durack.
Labor has done a bit of a deal with Greens. What difference would this deal make to issues like this?
Oh, look, I think the discussions with the Greens is out of my... That's something that I'm not involved in. That's people in the Labor Party headquarters in Canberra. Obviously, the Greens are raising and running very hard on environmental issues in the Kimberley. So, and as I said, environment's very important. That's one of the key issues that's been raised with me. So that will be a key factor in this election.
Labor candidate for the seat of Durack, Shane Hill. You're about to hear from the Greens and National candidates now. Lyn Craigie is the National's candidate for Durack. Good morning, Lyn.
Good morning.
What's your response to Steve's concern there?
Look, Lana, I totally agree with Steve. We need to ensure that all safety precautions are put in place and not just rush into projects because it's going to make the Kimberley rich. We need to look at what are the safety measures we can ensure that things don't go wrong. I'd never be 100%, but we need to really make sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's and get it right.
Royalties for Regions is all about better infrastructure going into our regions. Why would we need royalties for regions when the compensation package for the gas would do the same thing?
Look, the compensation package would be fantastic, and you're right, it could put a lot of infrastructure in. But again, we need to just take it slowly and make sure we get it right. I think there's been too much money thrown around in the past without looking at what the real benefits are and how we get them across the entire community, all Indigenous people, not just a few.
Lyn, what issue do you think is the biggest one in the Kimberley?
Look, I think the Kimberley is facing the issue that probably the Pilbara went through a few years ago. There's this massive boom in resources, you know, oil and gas. We need to ensure that we have the infrastructure, and I mean soft infrastructure. I'm not talking about what they need. I'm talking about housing, government services, all the things that we need to attract employees there and to make life sustainable and livable for the people who come to work on these projects. So, again, it needs to be a planned approach so that we don't see the blowouts we saw in the Pilbara.
What sort of feedback did you get from Kimberley residents when you were travelling through here?
Really good. Look, I attended the Kununurra show 2 weeks ago and it was fantastic. Yeah, got really good response. People are really keen with what Royalties Regions are doing in those areas, and as they should be. It's great to see the money coming back.
Nationals candidate Lyn Craigie speaking there about Steve's election issue, environmental concerns over James Price Point. Greens candidate for Durack, Julie Matheson, is on the line. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
What's the Greens' view on Steve's issue?
Well, we're concerned, like Steve, that what the gas will do to the Kimberley. This will probably open the floodgates to mining in the Kimberley. Colin Barnett wants to take his opportunity and the compulsory acquisition of land and country from the Kimberley locals. He's going to offer health and education in return for that acquisition of land. I mean, the rest of Australia is not giving up their land in return for health and education. So I'm very concerned that this is on offer for the Kimberley people.
Julie, you say that the Greens are not anti-mining. How would you like to see Woodside access the gas?
They need to probably look at where their existing gas hubs are in place. Certainly there in Karratha, they have got a huge gas hub, and perhaps, you know, the transport of the gas to that gas hub would be the ideal situation. But again, if the Kimberley wants to embrace mining, I am sending out alarm bells. You must ask these companies what they are going to do about water in the area, and I'm very concerned for the mining of horizontal waterfalls for copper. Copper requires a lot of chemicals, acids, and what is that going to do for the water of the Kimberley?
WA Premier Colin Barnett would like to see the gas plant happen up here in the Kimberley. How can you stop progress?
Well, I don't know whether mining is progress. I really loved being in Broome, being on Broome time. And the locals will give up Broome time if all of this mining comes to town. And we need to harness that and also harness culture and country for a sustainable future and for future generations.
Greens candidate for Durack, Julie Matheson, speaking there, which wraps up the candidate's response to the proposed processing of gas at James Price Point. If you have an issue that you want an answer to, then feel free to give me a call. 1300 242 675 is the phone number here.